It's Tuesday, March 17, 2026.
It's the first nationwide blackout since the U.S. effectively shut off the flow of oil to Cuba.
Cuba's nationwide electrical grid collapses.
We risk going from short-term disruption to long-term structural damage to the oil market.
Big oil worried Trump's war on Iran will cause long-term oil demand destruction.
Good.
Plus, the number of extreme heat days has doubled around the world. New study finds...
not as good. All of those stories and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Trump yesterday said, you know, United States is the biggest oil producer in the world still. He said, when oil prices go up, we make a lot of money. Who's we?
Good question. This is your Green News Report.
I think ExxonMobil makes a lot of money. We dig for change in the cup holder.
Okay, Desi Doyen, last week we warned that this week would be extremely bad in many ways for weather around the nation, but we've got some other news breaking first, it looks like.
Yes, unfortunately we do. So while Iran is using energy as a weapon to retaliate against the United States and Donald Trump's war against them, Trump is using energy as a weapon against Cuba to provoke regime change there.
Huh.
In January, Trump effectively shut off the flow of oil to Cuba, blocking the island nation from receiving oil imports and imposing punitive tariffs on any country that supplies oil, triggering crippling fuel shortages. On Monday, officials reported that Cuba's electric grid suffered a total collapse, the first national collapse since Trump launched the blockade, which has deepened Cuba's energy and economic crises. Trump is also giving a pass to Russia's use of energy as a weapon. The administration temporarily lifted sanctions on Russian oil that were imposed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Allowing it to be shipped to buyers around the world gives a boost to the Russian economy and President Vladimir Putin. The administration hopes that the move will help lower global oil prices that have soared as a consequence of Trump's war on Iran due to Iran's effective closure of the Strait of Hormuz.
Hey, here's an idea. Why doesn't everybody move to renewables and then we don't have to rely on creeps like Iran or Russia or the United States to keep the energy flowing?
Funny you should mention that.
Oh?
Even though the oil industry is pulling in huge profits from higher oil and natural gas prices, the Wall Street Journal reports that big oil CEOs have expressed concern to the Trump White House that a prolonged closure of the strait will lead to sustained elevated prices on gasoline and home heating fuel, which in turn, they worry, could result in long-term destruction of demand for fossil fuel products, pushing more consumers to electric vehicles, electric heat pumps, rooftop solar, and the like.
Oh, wouldn't that be sad?
In other news, across the United States, it has been every kind of extreme weather all at once. Hawaii has been grappling with days of relentless rain that has flooded roads and washed out homes. In California, a record-breaking extreme heat wave. The Midwest paralyzed by a historic blizzard. High winds and tornadoes for the East Coast, half the country in drought. Now, climate scientists predicted that we would see extreme swings intensifying the impacts of extreme weather due to man-made global warming driven by the burning of fossil fuels. Plus, a growing body of scientific research links melting of Arctic sea ice to the alteration in the course of the jet stream that drives weather systems across the U.S.
Basically, we're messing with the jet stream with all of this, so of course, weather is going wacky everywhere. I realize that's not a very scientific way to put it, but is that about right anyway?
Yes. Extreme heat is also getting extremier. The number of days where extreme...
that's not very scientific either.
The number of days where extreme heat makes ordinary activities too dangerous has doubled over the world over the past 75 years, according to new research. It's the first study to document the consequences of rising temperatures on everyday life, not just survival. Overall, more than a third of the global population resides in regions where heat severely affects daily life. And the study found it was particularly impactful on people over 65. But climate scientist Dr. Frederica Otto has some positive thoughts about that.
As soon as we stop burning fossil fuels, global mean temperature will stop rising. We're not locked in from a physical point of view. We are maybe locked in because of the political situation we've got ourselves into, but we're not locked in from a physical point of view.
I hope she's right.
Yes.
For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.brandblog.com. I'm Brand Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.